I'm here with Tricia Richardson, and we're just wrapping up a five-day retreat called Soul Sanctuary. And I wanted to ask you, Tricia, what was the thing, the impulse, that made you decide you really wanted to do this?
Well, actually, when I started, I decided I wasn't going to come. My decision was not to come. And then I started thinking about the opportunity, and I didn't want the opportunity to pass to do something that was this unusual but soul-searching. And I think that I actually had an aha moment where it's just jump in and do it, and I really thought something would come out of this. I mean, I really had the feeling that their transformation was going to come, and I feel like I'm on the right road. I feel like something is going to happen, but I don't know what it is yet.
Slow and sustainable, kind of the growth. Just maybe a little bit of a course correction.
Exactly. Yeah, I like the cards we made. Like I said, I can go to the cards and look at the card and think through the card, and I think that's going to help my direction. I think each card will help my direction to where I want to be.
I do too, and art therapist Deborah Lynn Dean was our facilitator for the week, and what she was saying is that it may not be an aha moment. It might just be something that is a bit of a course correction that really makes all the difference in the world.
Right.
Well, out of all the activities that we did this week, what stands out to you as being the most transformative?
Oh, I don't know if it was an activity. I think it was watching the moon. I think that's what, just going outside and seeing the different phases of the moon, the different colors of the moon over the Pacific Ocean was absolutely amazing.
So you think we chose a good location for the retreat?
I think you did very well. I think it was a great location. It's amazing.
Well, that's the Joyful Journeys retreats is really about the location and then the transformation that happens through nature. I mean, that's deeply buried in me, so I'm glad to hear you verbalize that. Now, one of the things that we did that I really enjoyed was some photography where each lady kind of created an archetype, and yours was the seductress.
Correct.
And we didn't set out with that in mind. It just happened. So tell our listeners just a little bit about how that came about.
I'm not sure. I think when you said you wanted to take my picture, and I felt like you were free, that I had the right dress, the right everything to do it, and I just kind of went with it.
I thought it was a stunning picture, and it was so lush and lovely, the surrounding area.
It's
and
beautiful.
You know, we're women. We've all been talking about relationships and things, and this I thought was kind of epitomizing what some of our deeper fantasies are. Is that something that you felt you were creating?
I think so. I think it was an image of myself, of who I want to be, or who I am now and want to explore more.
I love that. So with all that said, would you recommend Joyful Journeys retreats?
Oh my goodness. I can't even imagine if I passed on this. I mean, it would have been a worse mistake that I've made recently. But definitely recommend Deborah, and you have been amazing. You play off each other well, you know, the different sides of both of you, but you come together and you make a wonderful retreat for all of us.
Thank you so much for being here.